Gate or the Village People. It was about bionics.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Oh yes, Colonel Austin had me at barely alive. Even the opening credits of the $6 million man were cool. And if you missed an episode, well, there's a problem. There was no VCR, no DVR, no cable, no YouTube to document Steve Austin's speed, strength, or eagle eye. He was bionic and iconic, complete with toys, games, and fan clubs. And in the interest of full disclosure, I was one of those fans. Never missed an episode, was a card-carrying member of the fan club. We actually have it for you. The bumper sticker, the certificate, the autographed picture. I'd have it right now if it weren't packed away in my mom's attic. But it's cool because right now I've got the real deal. Lee Majors joining me live today. He's helping us roll out the $6 million man to a new generation and helping older kids reconnect with those fun nights we had. Good to see you, Lee.
Good to see you. Thank you very much. I thought I was going to get preempted by a couple of turkeys there for a minute.
No way. Are you kidding? I would never let this segment die. Now, seriously, what do you... I just had some almonds during the break. You're getting me all choked up.
That's okay. I can talk about the DVD.
There you go. Taking us back to that time, Lee, you know, what was the best memories for you putting that show together? I mean, it was definitely revolutionary for the 70s.
Well, what I remember most about the show is that families and kids of all ages could sit down and watch it with their family. You know, kids five years old and up. And, you know, it's not like the violent shows that we have on today and the violent videos that our kids are watching. You know, it was a whole different era back then. And it was a more of a relationship show. And it was just, you know, we didn't kill anybody. We didn't show any blood. We never, it was just a clean show. And with some technology that gave you a chance to see how technology works. And over the last, you know, 40 some years, the word bionic is in everything. I mean, and seeing our troops come back, our wounded warriors come back now, and getting replacement parts and the technology that they have today, and going back into the field, it's just, that's what's wonderful to watch.
You know what, Lee? I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I thought about bringing this up. I actually pulled some video of Army Specialist Ben Ballard. I met him this year. Have you met Ben? The young man who got the...
No, but I have met...
Okay, so we heard...
I've met many of them that have come back from battle and seen them be limbs replaced and how wonderful they receive it, and that makes them know they can have a full life.
Yeah, and did you ever expect that 40 years ago, Lee? I mean, I even asked Ballard about this. I said, you know, you're too young to remember the show. He said, no, I remember the $6 million man. Did you ever think at that time that, you know, decades later we'd actually be seeing something like this for real?
Well, since I was doing the show, you know, I became more aware of, and every time I would see something, I would make sure I picked it up and read it, and I saw the progress being made throughout the years and the decades, and I was just quite pleased by it all.
Well, we've got to have some fun here, too. One of our favorite episodes, of course, Bigfoot. So we pulled one of our favorite clips, and we want to take you back. Yes, you remember. Okay, let's roll it, Scotty. All right, now when you look back at episodes like these, Lee, what goes through your mind?
Well, I don't know how much time we got, but I got to tell you a quick one. Andre
Lee,
the Giant.
Right, the wrestler.
Played Bigfoot, 7'4", 400 pounds. And you put him in that outfit, he was pretty big. But he was sitting in his director's chair waiting to go to do the next shot. And he had a six-pack of beer, and he would take that beer can and drink it down and crush the can. And he did it six times. Then they said, okay, let's get the shot. And the shot was him picking me up and throwing me. And I figured he was going to throw me out of the forest, but it was only about 10 yards. And then he was to come and dive on me, and I thought I was going to get crushed. But He never touched me. That's how good these professional wrestlers are. But, you know, I never saw him go to the bathroom the whole day after all those beers.
Yeah, you might want to look inside that that Bigfoot suit.
I wouldn't want to clean that suit.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we are really going retro today, because Tony Harris was talking about the Spectrum getting knocked down today, and he used to go see Andre the Giant wrestle in the Spectrum League.
That's right.
Well, something else I always wanted to ask you about, too. I mean, you were one of the hottest things going there in the 70s, and so was our favorite Charlie's Angel, Farrah Fawcett. And the two of you met and got married, and you were like, you were the opposite of Archie and Edith, and all of us fell in love with this beautiful couple, Lee. You had a very special friendship, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We were together quite a while, and of course, the only reason I think we divorced was that, careers go different ways, and we were together maybe 2 weeks in 1 year, and so it wasn't quite working to be spending enough time with each other, so we amicably went our separate ways, it was a joyful marriage at the time.
Yeah, and the two of you always said such loving things about each other. Well, look, before we go, we did a little something for you. We actually crunched your value. You were worth $6 million back in the 70s. But take a look at your value now, Lee. If I would have invested in you, you are worth $26,617,971.60 now.
Well, I hope you can take some of that money and buy this new DVD package that's coming out.
There you go.
It's a complete package. It has 100 episodes and has all six movies we did. We did six movies and then a bunch of 17 hours of bonus features, and it probably weighs about 15 pounds. It's one of the nicest boxes I've ever seen. But it'll make a nice Christmas gift, and hope the younger generation gets a chance to watch it.
Well,
it can only be got on, I'm sorry, but if you go to the stores, you're not going to find it.
You got to go online.
It's only available on 6mdm.com, and it won't be out on the stores for another year. So.
All right, well, we'll plug it away. There you go. And it was great to reminisce a little bit. Lee, you're still looking great.
Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, that does it for us. We hope you have a
no other credit card in the world. And it works like no other card, too. Feel free to choose cash back. And then change to points. And then change again